Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so the question, does this count? Brian Sullivan, CNBC, he is great radio. He is tremendous on business, the economy, and so many other aspects of what's going on in our country. He is fun on radio. Part of the deal with Sully when he joins us, follow him on Twitter, at SullyCNBC. We play local music. This is Springsteen's birthday, and this video was shot, was it at the St. Paul Civic Center?
I believe
Deanna?
So,
was
yeah.
It the Met?
No, I'm pretty sure it was St. Paul, yeah.
Yeah, it was at the Civic Center. Courtney Cox coming out. So does this count for you, Brian Sullivan, as local Twin Cities music as we're stretching it and still trying to play up to Bruce's birthday?
I think, yeah, and by the way, thanks for all the kind words. I don't think I live up to them, but I appreciate it. Listen, it's 72nd happy birthday to the boss. He lives sort of in my neck of the woods, albeit in a much better house. So, yeah, I think it is. That was St. Paul where the video was, I think, not Minneapolis. I know there's some sensitivity in your neck of the woods on that type of stuff. But, yeah, I think we can count this. Happy birthday to the boss.
Absolutely. I was just trying to remember if it was Met Center, which was in Bloomington, where they had a concert. But, yes, it is the Civic Center. I want to get to some of our fun at the end. But I want to get to the seriousness of the debt ceiling and what is going on where right now you have Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, and the Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, saying this is on the Democrats. This is the debt ceiling. This is like paying our credit card. This is paying for money that we've already used within the process. And a man you're very well aware of, more than me, Mark Zandi, who has been tied to politics for a long time and is the chief economic expert at Moody's, said if we don't extend our debt ceiling, the economy would lose up to 6 million jobs, wipe out as much as $15 trillion in household wealth, and the unemployment rate would rise to about 9%. Is that hyperbole or is he right?
Yeah, I like Mark. He's the expert. I'm not. We've been through shutdowns before, one a few years ago. First off, I don't think we're going to get a shutdown. Nobody that I've talked to believes that we will have any kind of a shutdown. This is a game of ultimate political chicken. And this is a game of political chicken that we have had many times in the last decade. It's sad, I think, for the country, no matter what side you're on. We have to remember, and there's something that people, I think, historically forget, that this is the narrowest Congress we have had in 150 years. We talk about the Democrats have the Senate and the House. We don't talk about the fact they're tied in the Senate and they have 3 to 5 realistic advantages in the House. So the Republicans are basically saying, okay, Democrats, you want to do it? It's all you. And they want them to take the blame for any political fallout. Nobody on Wall Street believes that we actually will shut the government down. We will probably jam it through a budget reconciliation bill, which is basically all the Democrats and maybe even a tiebreaker by Kamala Harris, the vice president, and then we move on.
Well, and just to emphasize this, and, you know, we could play the audio right now, but Mitch McConnell multiple times during the Trump administration said, we cannot do this. We have to pay our bills. We cannot put ourselves in peril. And I get it. You know, those folks would rather see Donald Trump as president or another Republican, and they don't agree with some of the expansion that Joe Biden has done. The majority of this money they're paying still for what took place under the Trump watch. And I think we do need to pay more attention, way more attention, both parties on the size of government. But we're not talking about paying our bills. And to even if Zandi is exaggerating, but if it would come close to, you know, 4 million jobs or 10 trillion, why put ourselves in that peril? I'm with you. I don't think we're going to get there, but I think it's going to be right till the deadline, and the games are going to keep playing.
Being played. Chad, you're right. I mean, you're right. You're right. Okay. But Mark is a good guy. But I mean, listen, that's the 4 million number. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll invite him on my show. He's a friend. We can go through the number where he got it. I don't believe it at all.
Yep.
But that aside, you know, it's going to come down to the wire probably. And this is not my opinion. This is everything I'm reading. 2 weeks of drama dancing in the dark, so to speak, right, as they come back and forth. Yeah. You got to remember, there are 4 big bills outstanding right now in Congress. Not 1, not 2, not 3.
Yep.
There are 4, of course. And so, and there is not a schism, however you pronounce it, between the Republicans and Democrats. It's the Democrats versus the progressive Democrats in cases. Big thing is, I don't know, listen, you've got some expensive, nice, what is St. Louis, you know, the park, that nice, you got some very nice areas in that Minneapolis region where you probably pay high taxes. Some of those families are probably hit by what they call the cap on the salt, state and local tax deduction. We got crushed. And, you know, you think, oh, this is the wealthy. Listen, in New Jersey, you could be a teacher and an accountant and have an $800,000 home, not because you're rich, but because there aren't homes underneath that. And it's going to be $20,000 a year in taxes. So you get hit. There's a fight between the Democrats on the sort of the Northeast Democrats. They want that cap removed. They want us to be able to write off that in our federal income taxes. That's a sticking point between sort of the progressives and the more centrist Democrats as well. We're talking $3.5 trillion for the Biden spending plan. No way that's going to happen. In fact, they're thinking the number might come down to 1, 1.5. We'll see if the sort of the progressive being the next couple weeks, though, what I'm trying to say is it's going to be a madhouse probably through the end of the year. To be fair, I think we passed the debt limit increase. We don't hit that fiscal cliff, but then we've got to figure out these infrastructure bills, the $1.5 trillion, you know, roads and bridges bill, and then the $3.5 trillion proposal on what they call human infrastructure or social spending. It's going to be a wild few months.
I agree with you 100% too on the battle within the Democratic Party. So we've got the first one where there was Republican support, where I was on board. I was like, okay, here's an example of Joe Biden showing he can be Joe Biden. Get Mitt Romney involved, get Rob Portman involved, get others, and pass it. Well, then it was, wait a second, we'll only do this if we get, at one point it was the $6 trillion. Now it's down to $3.5 trillion. Some have worried that both could not happen. Now, today, Schumer and Pelosi both said, under any circumstance that happens, we have found a way to pay for it. Of course, they haven't told us yet, but give me a couple of scenarios here. Give me one scenario if neither passes, or give me the other scenario where the 1.2 happens and then I'm with you. Another one passes, and let's even make it $2 trillion. How does the market react, you believe, to either scenario?
Wow, there's a lot there. Well, it depends on your previous point. How do you pay for this? Now, just a reminder that they're going to hear politicians come out with a lot of numbers and assumptions. If we raise taxes by this, it will raise that. Remember, that is a lot of accounting gimmick and assumptions. By the way, both parties do it equally, right? And then the GAO comes, General Accounting Office, comes out and scores it and says, no way you're going to get close to that. For example, a lot of talk about a wealth tax, taxing wealth, not income, but actual assets. Most of Europe tried it. Most of Europe killed it because it didn't raise any money, and the cost of administering it actually outstripped what they brought in. Because guess what really rich people are good at? Moving money around, okay? Corporations too. So how we pay for this is going to be how the market reacts. The market actually wants some of this spending. You think about $1.5 trillion or $1.2 trillion on actual infrastructure, roads, bridges, sewage, energy grid. By the way, my basement is flooding as I'm doing this interview for the third time in 4 weeks. I'm not kidding. I'm just used to it at this point with two sump pumps. It's pouring rain again, okay? People lose power in my area constantly. The energy infrastructure grid is a joke. This should not be a political conversation. This is not the Packers versus the Vikings. This should be one team. Everybody agrees. The social spending side is different. And I think that, you know, we're talking about corporate tax hikes, raising it up to the midpoint, not as high as it ever was. But if you look at some of the income tax hike for the rich or the well-off, California at its top rate would be 60%. Now, no one's ever going to pay that because I understand it's effective. Both my parents are accountants. I've done my own taxes for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I understand effective tax rates. But for New York, New Jersey, and California, you're going to have a top rate all in at around 60%. And some people say, that's fine, make people pay for it. You know, I don't have an opinion on one way or the other, but it could impact the way stocks go and the economy goes. We'll see what happens. I mean, like I said, it's going to be a crazy 3 months. And in reality, it's probably going to come down to Democrats versus Democrats. The Republicans are going to sit back and say, your show, good luck. Yep. We're going to sit back and watch this happen. No one's going to vote for anything on the social spending side. And then you guys fight it out. But I'm not a believer in political parties anyway. They're like billion-dollar corporations at this point. I mean, there's really four political parties in America anyway.
Yeah, I wish we had about eight of them, to be honest, and so we didn't have the power of the two. Okay, I got about 2 minutes left. When this flooding happens at your place, are you able to help, or are you like me, you're feeble, and I've got a guy named Clyde. I just call Clyde and say help. Can you actually do something at your house?
No, I've given up. I mean, we had carpet down there. The carpet's out because we had Hurricane Ida came through, and it was terrible. I mean, it was. I've never seen rain like this. I have a bucket outside. Nobody cares. You guys have had a great – I was talking to your producer ahead of time, and I've got friends in the area. You guys have had a great fall. We had probably 4 inches of rain in the last hour. During Hurricane Ida, my town had 9.5 inches of rain in 7 hours. We had 2.5 months of rain in a 12-hour period, and people lost their lives. And so the ground is so saturated. What I do is I laid out 100 towels. I go down there with a stupid shop vac, and I, you know, it's a – I mean, you know, when I say flooding, I mean, it's getting like 6 inches to a foot of water, which, by the way, is not a lot.
That's a lot.
Ruins everything. It ruins everything. And you're just like, really, it's the third time in 4 weeks. So if there's something in the old infrastructure package that could help the Sullivan family with a little drainage, you know – I do my fair share in taxes, Chad.
Yes.
I can assure you very much. I'm an income earner. I have no deductions.
Yes. always love having you on, man. Good luck with the flooding. Good luck with life. And we're gonna try to reach out to you more.
By the way,
you're so good.
I,
thanks.
Can I do one cheap plug?
Yes. Do me one quick
second. Market Rebellion Conference put on by my good friend and Minneapolis denizen Pete Najarian. Las Vegas in-person conference. Go to marketrebellion.com. I'll be there. Great lineup of guests in person at the Aria. Still tickets available. Minneapolis' own Pete Najarian, a well-known guy and a good friend of mine. I'll be in Vegas October 1st and 2nd. Thank you for that.
I've known Pete almost my entire life. He's a great guy. Tremendous guy.
There you go.
Thank you. We'll talk about it next time. Thanks, Sully. Love you, man. Brian Sullivan here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.